Now, I did once consider, here's a true story, I did once consider buying Litecoin. Not because I absolutely loved the project, but because I loved the story behind by what I'm about to share with you. I love the story. So a lot of you don't know this. I don't share it a lot, but when I do share it, it's still special to me every time. But if you look up here on this wall, this is my wall. Some of y'all never seen my office. This is what my office looks like, right? So I know when you look at me, I'm a talking head, but my office is pretty custom, all right? And so over there in the corner is some stuff hanging up right there, right? It's pictures of me and some artists. You might know some of these artists on this wall. Anybody ever heard of Cardi B or Trina or, you know, Lil Wayne's baby mama? There's, you know, right? Kenny Burris, Lil Jon, and up there you see Mary J. Blige up there in the corner. T.I. and Jeezy right there. I shot the G-Shit video, me shaking hands with an Uber executive. That don't have nothing to do with music, but that was still special. Teyana Taylor, Faith Evans, Monica, Trey Songz, and Neo, and Marsha Ambrosius, and, you know, right? Teyana Taylor, all that stuff, right? Mike Epps, Kelly Rowland, you get the idea. Oh, and Tyrese, can't forget big head Tyrese with his big old head. But why am I showing you this? Because with all those artists, and I've been around a lot of them, I've been in the VIPs, and it's a lot, by the way. But I've been in VIPs, and I've been all over the place with these people in all the different type of cities. But I got an opportunity to meet Akon, right? I got way more pictures than that I could put up. I got several celebrity pictures. But I got a chance to meet Akon. Akon is the real deal. This dude is the real deal. Like, yeah, he's a great artist. I like him as an artist. But Akon is also a great entrepreneur. And over there in Africa, this dude is building. And he's building some stuff over there. And he, last time I spoke with him, he had something called the A-Coin. Like his own coin on crypto, like called the A-Coin. Okay? And the A-Coin was built on the Litecoin blockchain. A-Coin was built on top of Litecoin. And so I wanted to support Akon and what he had going on and stuff like that. And so, you know, last time I talked and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm looking at doing this. But then I got to doing my research and I was like, damn, man, Akon, man, you know, like, man, I want to support you, bro, because I believe in decentralization and I believe what you're doing for your country. And I got the bigger picture. But man, on a macro scale, I got a problem, bro. I got a problem. This is real talk. I'm keeping it real with y'all for a second. I said, I got a problem with you on a bigger scale. He was like, what's the deal? I was like, man, you took a lot of money from China, bro. You took a lot of money from China, bro. I was like, man, over in Africa, man, like, there's a lot of raw resources over there. There's a lot of raw resources over there. And China buying up everything over in Africa, man. And a lot of people are getting rich, but they're being funded by China. Now, I don't have anything against Chinese or any of that stuff. But what I'm saying to you is, I'm African American, and in the motherland where all those resources are, I just don't like the fact that another country is buying up all of Africa.